Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion Sam Crowley with a Christmas miracle message. It really is December 25th. Yes, I'm recording a podcast. Why? Because I'm feeling led to, honestly. And as you know, you probably already know, each day is like every other day in the life of yours truly. There's holidays, of course, but every day kind of feels like a holiday. And I'm not saying this to be cliche or cheesy, but I really do feel like every day waking up like, wow, man. Wow, the two greatest gifts that I got this morning were my eyes, because I opened them up and I was able to see my four girls and my wife and all of us just celebrate Christmas together. But I want to take you back 4 years. By the way, station identification. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. 13 years in running. I so appreciate you finding this podcast, rating it on iTunes. Thank you so much. Leaving a comment. Follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday, and I posted a photo today, Christmas Day 2018, December 25th, 2018. I want you to take a look at that photo when you get a minute on my Instagram feed at Every Day is Saturday. It's a photo of my daughter Susan 4 years ago today and a photo of her today. Today, she woke up and her number one gift was her Lovabella doll, the Lovabella doll. This thing does everything but make your dinner for you. You put the 4C batteries in the back of this thing, and this little baby talks and eats and sleeps, and, I mean, it's crazy, everything. Susan, my daughter Susan, has not stopped playing with it. She opened up. She got up. I got her up at 5:30 this morning because I could not wait to watch her reaction. She has been talking about Santa Claus every day for the last 30 days. Santa coming, Daddy. Santa coming, Daddy. When's Santa coming, Daddy? In her raspy voice, because she's still learning how to speak after having a trach in her throat for the past few years. So I'm like, Santa's coming soon, honey. 10 days till Santa, 8 days, 5 days, 2 days. Then last night she like was completely beside herself. And we went to Christmas Eve service last night as a family for the first time ever since Susan was born. First time Crowley party of six went to service, Christmas Eve service, sang all the great hymns and Christmas carols and Joy to the World and Silent Night and What Child Is This? And brings a tear to the older you get, it really does bring a tear to your eye, because you realize your days are getting shorter on this earth and you're not as concerned with money. You're not as concerned with all the material stuff you were in your 20s and your 30s. Now you want good health for yourself. You want good health for your children. And even if you don't practice the Christian faith and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a time to reflect back and say, wow, I am truly, truly blessed. Although I do, I mean, I am a Christian. I make no bones about it. I profess the gospel as much as I possibly can. I'm not saying I live it. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I'm not the biggest sinner you've ever met. All I'm saying is I know that I am forgiven. It's a very powerful place to be. But anyway, back to the message today, and it is all about this Christmas miracle. 4 years ago, we went down to Children's Hospital because Susan had been there for about 120 days or so after being born August 17th of 2014, weighing 1 pound and being on a ventilator and a trach and all of that. And so we went down to visit her like we always do. And, you know, she's not that, I mean, she's conscious of someone being there, but she's just on her back for 24 hours a day with a ventilator and a trach going. And, you know, she had this little, I took a picture, the one you'll see on Instagram when you look at it, of her, this little toy giraffe that we brought down for her. She loved giraffe. For some reason, she took on a real love for giraffes. And so we left her with that Christmas Eve, and then we came back Christmas morning to see her. And it's kind of difficult to think back, because we left our older girls who were, you know, of what were they, 8th grade, 5th grade, 4th grade at the time. They were by themselves Christmas morning. My wife, actually, I think we split it that day. My wife went down all of Christmas morning, then I went down on Christmas afternoon to be with Susan. But that's what we did. I mean, that was our regular routine every day for 221 days till Susan came home, was my wife and I would either go down together when the kids were at school or go down separately, and one of us would be the parent at home. And you never really know how much you can do until you do it. And I think that's about as simple as a way to put it. I get that question, like, how did you guys do it? How'd you stay married? Why aren't you divorced? 90% of families, spouses get divorced in that situation. Because you never realize what you can do until you just do it. And you say, okay, I did it. So let me ask you a question. What is it that you've done in your life, maybe not recently, but there was a point in your life where you didn't feel like you could actually do it? And you did. And then you look back and said, damn, it's not that it was easy. Nothing's that easy. But you said, I did it. We made it. It's all good. We can do it again, you know? And that's the power. That's what you always reflect back on in your toughest times. Like, I did it. And so when I look back at that photo of Susan on a ventilator on her back, her eyes closed, her face swollen, her head swollen because she had just been trached and the swelling was still there and all of that stuff that's going on with a baby of just 4 months old at the time. And then I think, man, the struggle and everything that we went through to get to where we are right now, 4 years later, this beautiful baby girl, this blonde hair, blue eyed girl with just the biggest freaking eyes you've ever seen in your life, just of complete joy. And I think, how did we make it through? And I think there's a metaphor of when you go to a restaurant and you go in the into the restroom and you wash your hands and you put your hands underneath that sensor and the soap dispenser goes, the soap comes out. And then you've got the water. You hold your hands under there long enough and the water comes out. Well, sometimes it doesn't work that way. And we sit there and we keep our hands underneath the sensors, you know, and we're like, hey, where's the water? Where's the water? I was just at a restaurant, the Shays, last night. By the way, we went out to dinner, Crowley Party of Six, last night after Christmas service. And we had never gone to dinner before. Never. Not one time since Susan's had her trach out because she doesn't eat food. She feeds through a G-tube. Last night, she got chicken nuggets and french fries. And I'll tell you what, man, it took everything I could do not to break down sobbing like just this bumbling bundle of fluff in the restaurant, looking at my four-year-old daughter eating chicken nuggets and french fries with her older sister. It was just an amazing, I can't even describe. It was the most amazing night. And I kept telling my girls, guys, this is my favorite night. This is my favorite night ever in my life is right now. We went home. I mean, it was so, it was like a Norman Rockwell. I mean, God bless our family so much that we went home, watched Christmas Vacation, and then my wife and I watched It's a Wonderful Life, The Trees Going, I mean, it's just so, we never do that stuff. We're like you. We're busy. We're running 18,000 different ways, you know? And yet, for some reason, last night, everything stopped. Everything stopped. Christmas service, singing, you know, all of those great hymns and carols, and then watching the movies and going to dinner. It was just amazing. And then, you know, thinking back to that metaphor, so at the restaurant last night at the Shays, I'm holding my hand underneath the faucet. It's not working. You know, the water's not coming out. I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Well, uh-oh, do you mean I actually have to turn a knob now? The default of turning the knob to get the hot water to go and then turning the knob to get the cold water to go? That's what we needed to do when we were raising Susan. We had to take action. You know, a lot of us just want to kind of coast through life and think, come on, man, give me that money. Give me that blessing. Give me that business. Where's the prospects? Where's the sales? Where's the business? All that stuff. And we're holding our hand underneath those sensors and nothing's happening. You know, there's no water coming out. There's no soap coming out. There's no money coming out. And yet what we really need to do is we need to turn the knob. You know, we need to get that thing going. And we're not used to having to get that thing going. We were used to having a pretty cushy life. Look, truth be told, unless you slept on a dirt floor last night, like a billion people somewhere in the world did in some third world country where there's no electricity, no running water, unless that was, yeah, you got it pretty good. I know I do. And then I know there's many times where I look and say, geez, I wish I had more. I do. I'm falling just like you. I have flaws just like you have flaws, because no matter where you get to in your professional career, you always want to get to the next level. That's kind of how we're conditioned, isn't it? We look on social media and there's someone doing better than us. We listen to a podcast and we think, oh, somebody's got it better than us. They have so much wisdom. They got it going on. Or we watch a YouTube video or an Instagram photo. And we're always comparing our worst days to someone else's best days. And we're always wondering, geez, I need that. I need that. I'll be happy when I have that, you know? And then, of course, what we want to do, and we're like, geez, where is it, though? Like, I can't even maintain where I'm at right now. Where's my motivation? I got to stay motivated. And we're holding our hands underneath the faucet. There's no water, no soap coming out. You know, there's no business, no love in their relationship. I got news for you. If you want a relationship to work, you're going to have to turn the knobs, man. You're going to get that thing heated up. You want to heat up a marriage? Turn the knob. Find out what your spouse, you know, gets heated up about. Let me tell you something. It ain't in the bedroom, okay? It's doing a lot of the things behind the scenes that makes a relationship stick for a long period of time. Look, anybody can date anybody and be all hot and sweaty for the first 6 months. Anybody can do that. Hell, animals do that. I'm talking about a real relationship that's going to last the course of a lifetime. You got to be able to manage that. You got to be able to invest in that, not financially. There's a point in time, look, guys, that I'm speaking to guys right now, okay? Women don't want the earrings and the necklaces and the rings and the bling and the jewelry. No, you know what they want? They want to feel protected. They want to feel loved. And they want to feel respected. And I'm not telling you, I've always hit it out of the park with that. Matter of fact, the only reason I'm able to preach this message on Christmas Day is because I failed freaking miserably. But I didn't give up. I didn't just hold my hands under the soap dispenser in the water and say, honey, give me more. Feed me. Give me more. I need more. We didn't do that with Susan either. Give us more. Look, we need more. Do something. Give her another pill. Give another device. Get the ventilator tweaked up. No, we had to take action. We immediately started focus on bringing our baby home. We didn't sit at that plateau thinking, oh my God, she made it through the first month. Thank you. Now we want more. All right. She's got to, you know, we got to get her on a ventilator. Thank you. She's breathing. Okay. We want more. Her eyes are opening and now she's not blind. Thank you. We want more. We kept in looking 90 days down the road thinking, all right, where are we going to be in December of 2014? Where are we going to be in March of 2014? We never had this date. We just always thought, okay, if we keep doing what we're doing and then pushing it and getting better ourselves and turning each knob, learning and learning. How do we deal with a baby with a trach? How do we deal with a baby on a ventilator when she comes off the ventilator? Not if. We always spoke in terms of when. You want to have power over your problems? Do you want to have power over your problems? Use the word when, not if. When I'm financially free, when I buy that home, when I find the love of my life, when my health is cured for good. When, not if. Not if. Well, if my ship comes in. There ain't no ship coming in. There ain't no ship. You're swimming out to that thing, all right? That's the knob you're turning. You're swimming out to that ship. It ain't coming in, okay? Stop looking at other people's best days. That's what we did, you know, until I caught myself. We're looking at other people who had family. Why'd they get to go home? They got a trach. They have a G-tube. Why are they going home earlier than Susan? You know, I had to stop. I had to stop because that's a victim mentality. I didn't ask God why we were not getting something. I asked God, why are we so blessed? Why are we? I have no idea how I'm going to pay these millions of dollars in hospital bills. I have no idea. But I know one thing, unless I get better, I don't got no chance in hell of paying these things. Because if I stay the same, if I stay average with the same mentality, the same mindset, you cannot get out of a problem with the same mindset that got you into that problem. You know what I mean? I think we're just speaking some wisdom right now. I think we're speaking some serious. You can't get yourself out of the situation you're in right now with the same mindset that got you into that situation. We would not have been able to care for a baby, and we would not have been able to bring her home, and we would not have been able to raise her and manage the other three kids if we had the same mindset we had going into, which is basically, what the hell just hit us? I mean, that was the mindset I had. I remember the first day driving home from the hospital after Susan was born. I didn't know if she's going to live. They told us a couple hours, 3 hours, 5 hours. What the hell just happened? Like, how did we get here? What? I don't even, a year ago, we had no baby. No, we weren't even planning on having a baby. Blessed to have one, but 24 weeks, really? So this is my life now? This is our life. Now my wife and I are going to raise a baby with maybe cerebral palsy, maybe in a wheelchair her whole life. Who knows? The host of problems, blind, brain bleeds, brain damage, not having functional lungs. She had no lungs. She had the x-ray of her lungs were completely white. She had no functioning lungs. Lungs are not supposed to be white. Okay, if you have like one or two white spots, like, oh, wow, what's wrong with, why isn't that part of the lung? Her entire x-ray was white, okay, the whole thing. It's like you spray painted it with a white marker. So we had to get better and up our game, and we had to be there and be stronger than I don't even know where, like, you don't know where you get the strength from, as I mentioned at the beginning, until you got to go through this situation. And so as I look back on this Christmas miracle 4 years ago today, I compare it with the photo that I put on Instagram today. And I weep. I look at it and I weep because I think, damn, I don't even deserve this life. But man, thank you, God, I have this life, this miracle, this absolute miracle that I have. Not just my one child, but my other three. Look, I was the biggest doofus ever in my 20s, drinking, partying. I can't believe it. I mean, crazy. The stuff I did to my body and the crazy things I thought about. It's just, I have no reason to be here at 50 years old doing what I'm doing right now. But you know what gets me through the day, besides my faith, besides my family, besides this amazing health, is I don't compare myself to anyone else anymore. If I did, I wouldn't have downsized my home. I wouldn't be driving a $16,000 Kia Forte. Somebody asked me the other day, I think it was Karen Peterson was in town, the world famous Karen Peterson, the emotional warrior, came in for her one day of coaching here, which is part of the program. And so we had a whole day of coaching. I told her the story. I said, well, I had a $16,000 day, which is great. And I never brag about, you guys never hear me talk about money ever, okay? But had some product sales, had a $16,000 day. So I Googled, because I wanted to give my daughter Madeline a car to drive her and Laura to school. They both go to high school. Madeline's a senior. Laura's a freshman now. So I needed a car. I give Madeline my Camry, I don't know, it's a 2017, 22, whatever, I don't know, Camry. So I Googled, what's the cheapest car you can buy? And for $16,000, it wasn't necessarily the cheapest, but Consumer Reports had it really as a great car, Kia Forte, $16,000. So, wow, I had a $16,000 day. Do you think that's coincidence? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that's coincidence that I had a $16,000 day on a Wednesday and just coincidentally bought a $16,000 car? I lease it, actually, but I just wanted to know. Payments like $240 a month, whatever, $230. Why do I do that? Why do I drive a Kia and live in a 200-year-old farmhouse? Because I'm not out to impress anybody. Other people's opinions don't pay my bills. The adulation of other people, the adoration of other people, I don't go for that, man. That doesn't put money in my bank account, food on my kids' table, and it doesn't get me even the remotest excited, you know? What do they think about me? What do other people think? What do other people think about me? Who cares? What value am I adding out there? Put the blinders on and move forward. You want a miracle? It doesn't need to happen on Christmas. Your miracle doesn't have to be reserved for December 25th. Your miracle can happen every single day. Change the mindset that's going to grow you out of the situation that you're in right now. And even bigger and broader than that, just take a step back and look at everything that you have. Look at the car you drive. I mean, maybe it's not a brand new car. That's okay. You've got something to get you from point A to B. Look at the children who love you unconditionally. Look at your spouse. And if that relationship, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, isn't exactly where it needs to be, fix it. Fix it. You own 50%, if not more, of that situation. Fix it. Put a plan together to get it fixed. You've got all the power you need inside of you. As far as your finances go, that's the easiest part. That's the easiest part to fix. There's money everywhere. I had a fun podcast last week about that, the DoorDash. It was fun. It was fun. I had a great time doing that. It was just fun to know that there's just so much money out there. It doesn't need to be $27 million or $27,000. I made $27.71 and had a blast last Wednesday night. And I did a podcast and shared it. And you guys had a blast listening to it. It was fun. But you know what I learned is that it's just as easy, like I told you on the podcast, to sell $27,000 in a day as it is to make $27. It's just mindset. It's just shifting. That's all. But we don't want to get caught up in the money. We want to get caught up in the mindset. We want to get caught up in the value. We want to get caught up in your miracle. You are a miracle. You were born. There's nobody like you. There's not one other person like you out there. When would now be a good time to take those unique talents and thoughts and services that you provide and crush it coming up in this next year? When would now be a good time, that's a hint, to use your God-given gift? And just put yourself out there. Don't worry about what other people think. Worry about not living up to your purpose. That should scare the hell out of you, way more than anybody else's opinion. Because time's running out. And the one thing, as we were singing Silent Night last night in the church with all the lights out, completely pitch black dark, all of us had a candle. I looked around. I looked at everybody holding a candle. I said, you know, everybody here can live their life's purpose, no matter what struggle they're going through. Everybody here, that light, that candle represents the hope in your life, in everybody's life, that whatever you decide to do, you make a decision, and after that, take a congruent action associated with that decision. Maybe it is reaching out to me. I've had a lot of people emailing me the past week. It's that time of year. People are making decisions. If that is the next decision and the congruent action, the decision is, I got to make a change. I got to launch my movement. I've got to get this message out. I'm going to email Sam Crowley. That's great. Sam@everydayisaturday.com. We'll jump on the phone that same day I get your email. We'll jump on the phone that same day. Or maybe it's just like, you know, I've got to think about where it is I want to position myself. But I know one thing. I'm going to take some sort of congruent action. I'm not going to hold my hands under the sensors for all of 2019. I'm going to turn the knob. And that's your miracle. It's Sam Crowley back and better than ever. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.